Grace to you. Peace from God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's Son, our Savior, took upon himself and bore for us the law's curse. He has atoned for us. He has paid with his blood for all of our sins. Through him alone do we enter again into God's favor and receive the forgiveness of sins through faith and are delivered from death and all the punishments of sins that we would rightly deserve. And by him alone are we eternally saved. Everything that offers comfort, everything that offers God's favor and his grace to transgressors of the law comes in the good and the joyful message that God will not reveal his wrath against all sin and against all sinners, but will forgive them for Jesus' sake. Sing that song in your daily confession wherever you go to every penitent sinner, dear friends in Christ, that they place their confidence in this Christ Jesus only. Sing the song to them that Christ has delivered them from all of their transgressions. He was raised up for them. He was raised up for your and for their justification. God had made him to be no sin who knew no sin, that he might be the righteousness of God for you and for me and for the world. He is the wisdom of God and the righteousness of God and the sanctification of God and the redemption of God for you. That's the song. His obedience is credited to you as righteousness before God's strict divine court. And his gospel is actually, really, and truly the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Everyone who in faith joins with you and all of Christ's holy people in the song which preaches Christ's righteousness and gives the gift of his Spirit. Now, dear friends, songs are intended to be catchy. Songs are intended to get into your mind and go round and round and grovel on you. Sometimes the song gets into your head or into your heart so much so that you can't get it out. Lovely Bride said to me the other day, she said, what were you referring to that song for? I can't get it out of my head. That was just while we were driving down here, probably, wasn't it? And I hadn't referred to the song. It was in her own head that she couldn't get it out. Songs are supposed to do that to you. The melodies are catchy. Why isn't then the song of Christ and him crucified for you sung always and everywhere? Well, Jesus says in the text that he will send his Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity of God, and when he comes, the song will be sung. He will bear witness, Jesus says, of me through you, like your pastor, like me, my voice, God's word, clear as crystal, clearer than crystal. And when the Spirit comes, Christ says, the Spirit will bear witness of me through you. What a privilege. This morning, I thought of it again as I stood before you and delivered right into your own ears the forgiveness of sins that Christ earned for you from the cross, and the miracle occurred. Your sins right there and then with God's word were forgiven. Right there and then, your faith was strengthened. Right then and there, you were given God's Spirit to sing the song to your neighbor who needs the love that you have to give him, as your love was there strengthened, as it will be again in the Holy Supper of Jesus' body and blood. Before my eyes, that miracle occurred. Did you see it? Did the song, "Your sins are forgiven," begin to grovel in your mind and your heart so that you couldn't get it out? When the Spirit comes, Jesus says, that new song in your hearts, in your minds, and through your voice, as his confessors, will testify to, will confess, and will proclaim the world over what Jesus says the song is. Jesus said when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will no longer see me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Convict the world of sin, I should say. The Spirit must, because people think they are already righteous. They don't think they have any sin. They don't think they have done anything wrong. They'll tell you that. I never murdered anybody. I never stole anything. I always try to be nice to people. I always do my best. I try to follow God's commandments. You see, I'm righteous. They'll tell you that. Except they need the Spirit to bring the Word of God to them, that by the law of God, they are not justified, because the law was never given that by living according to it, a person might justify himself before God by doing his best and therefore remain in righteousness and deserve heaven. Unless the Spirit goes forth and in the voices of Christ's holy people make the good confession, they will never understand that righteousness is only by faith in Jesus. Apart from the forgiveness of sins in Christ, which is only apprehended by faith, there isn't any righteousness. You see, convicting the world of their sin against the Ten Commandments isn't it. It is the sin of refusing to believe in Jesus. Because apart from faith in Christ, there is no forgiveness of sins. Apart from faith in Christ, there are no good works. Righteousness is in Christ Jesus. And only the Spirit in the singing of the gospel song, repent and believe the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It is the only power of God unto salvation. His word and his word only has the power to redeem and to save. Because God's word of gospel delivers Jesus and his blood bought righteousness to you in the forgiveness of all of your sins, to the world in the forgiveness of the world's sins. That's the Holy Spirit's business. That's why Christ sends him into the world, to engage the business, not of ourselves, but as singers of the song, Christ for you, for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Holy Spirit will also convict the world concerning righteousness. And there's another one that sure needs some serious straightening out as to what righteousness is. For righteousness is not in you. It is not in me, and it is certainly not in the impenitent of the world. All the world also claims for itself righteousness. But all that it claims is only for this life. Never once do you hear of righteousness out in the world, that is, in the shed blood of Jesus for the life of the world. Nor do you hear about righteousness from his word, righteousness from a reconciled God, righteousness by the forgiveness of sins, righteousness in Christ's victory over death and the grave. You don't hear any of that. All you hear out of the world, dear friends, is the old song, written by the old evil foe, the melody of the now corrupt fruit of the tree. And it sounds like, hey, do it my way. I know what you elect me. You elect me, and I will bring to you the utopia that we can make of this world and this life. I will see to it that everything will be fine, and we will all together then leave the world a better place than when we arrived into it. We can have a Burger King have it your way utopia world. That's what the world says. Okay? Look at the world. Where's the righteousness? Where is Jesus sacrificed on the cross for you, for the world? He ain't there. What there is the law of God. And what the prophets condemned as sin against the law of God, the world now proclaims as righteousness and fairness and goodness. Christ preached this song through the mouth of the prophet Isaiah. He said, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Who declared it from the beginning that we might know, and beforehand that we might say he is right? There was none who declared it, none who proclaimed, none who heard your words, God." Thus spoke the prophet Isaiah. That's why the Holy Spirit, by his own word, must convict the world that righteousness is not to be found in the good intentions of people, or in their politics, or in their fancy gadgets, or their scientific breakthroughs, or in their lofty achievements, or in the empty words which credit sinful man with the nobility of utopian accomplishments. There are no good works which a sinful people can render that will make them righteous before God, no matter how sincerely they think they can do it. Righteousness is the new song. Righteousness is Christ Jesus for you in the forgiveness of your sins. Righteousness is only of faith in Christ because he alone was the one who went to the cross and shed his blood to justify you and to save you and all sinners from your sins. This one, he has been the Lord from the beginning. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. And he is the one who ascended to the Father for you. He is the Lord, your righteousness. And the world has corrupted all of it in its words and pointing to its accomplishments because the people themselves are corrupted, all of them. Body and soul. Love, good works, follows faith. It flows out of faith. Love, good works, are immersed in the blood of Jesus Christ. That's where they are cleansed. Apart from Jesus. All other works are filthy garbage rags. Holy Spirit, have mercy upon us. The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, will also convict the world concerning judgment. That is the Spirit's song. We, His people, sing the only comforting lyrics that sins are forgiven, no matter how big they are, no matter how great they are. They are canceled, they are forgiven, they are removed as far as the east is from the west, forever. They are not accounted to us before the judgment throne of God, because we believe in the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleansed us from all of those sins. He is our righteousness, and righteous the believer stands before God. God Himself has declared the believer righteous through faith in Christ Jesus, but only through faith in Christ Jesus. No other way. Because God did not send His Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He who believes in Him, therefore, is not judged. But he who does not believe in Him has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, Jesus says this of the judgment, that the light, Christ Jesus, has come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light. They didn't believe in Jesus. They didn't need Jesus. They didn't need His song. They didn't need His word. They didn't need His Spirit. Why? For the reason that their deeds were evil. When the light shines and hits your eyes that are adjusted to the darkness, it hurts. You squint and you turn away and you shade your eyes. That's what happens when the light of God's law shines upon the sinner. It hurts. The law condemns and confronts with the terrors of sin and death. And there is no remedy. Jesus, stay away from me. I'm afraid of you because I'm full of sin and I cannot endure the light. But that's not the end of the song. The song of the church is repent and believe the gospel. There is a Savior of the world, and His name is Jesus. But the song of the world is different. When the light hits them, it's get away from me, Jesus. The song of the world is, don't tell me about my sins, Jesus. The song of the world is, who are you to judge? Why, that church of yours is just full of hypocrites, and you're one of them. The very statement that is used to cover up the evil deeds when the light shines upon them. The world fails to listen clearly to the word which the song sings clearly, that no one can obey the law of God unless they have been born again through the gospel, that no one can love God unless they have received the forgiveness of their sins, and that such faith only comes by hearing the song, Christ, for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. The song of the church to the people of the world who fear the judgment of God is that they already have a reconciled God for Jesus' sake. And to believe in Him, that faith is counted to them as righteousness. And when the heart of a sinner can be cheered up and made alive through the assurance of that song word of God, that heart receives God the Holy Spirit, who renews them like He renews you and I, so that we are now able to keep God's law and to love God and to love His word and to be submissive to God in afflictions, to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to get angry, as James said, or as St. Peter would later write, we live now as servants of God, we honor the brotherhood, we honor everyone, we fear God, we honor those in authority over us, we are subject to our masters, our employers, in every respect. In other words, love of neighbor as ourself, as it flows from the faith that the Holy Spirit has worked in us by Christ Jesus' word. And yes, I know, even though our works are far from the perfection of God's law, on account of faith, those works are counted pleasing to God. Yes, they do. Because through faith in Christ Jesus, by God's word, we are accounted righteous. All of you is accounted righteous. And therefore, out of righteousness can only come righteous works. Why? Because we believe we have a reconciled God who